And now it's time for yet another hour of Garden Talk with Mark Weber. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. And you?
I'm good. I have a question for you,
sir. Yes, sir.
You know, if you're going to work on plumbing at somebody's house, you have to be a licensed plumber, right?
I haven't heard that, actually. Is that how it is?
Yeah. If somebody's going to do electrical work at your house, you're supposed to be a licensed electrician, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So don't you think that if someone is going to work on your trees or your landscaping, they should be licensed too?
Well, that would make sense, I would think.
So that's the question this hour. Should we have licensing laws in Ohio for people who are in the landscaping and in the tree business? Your thoughts, 457-1290 on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to the Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And a good Saturday morning to each and every one of you, and welcome to the what will be the third and final hour of Garden Talk right here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is a show that's all about helping you with your yard gardening and landscaping challenges, and most importantly, a show that provides lots of insight, ideas, and information that will make your yard garden and landscaping a whole lot better for the long term. And what I do on Garden Talk, folks, is give you information as it's based on science and best practices for your yard, garden, and landscaping. And I would love to hear from you at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. That will put you right into the Master Control Studios, where you have an opportunity to get your questions answered by me. I hold 2 degrees in horticulture from Ohio State University. More so, I am also a board-certified master arborist and a master nursery landscape technician, and I enjoy helping people with whatever's going on in their yard, garden, and landscape. And I like to answer your questions at 457-1290. That'll put you right into the Master Control Studios. And most importantly, we'll get you the information that you need to be successful with your yard, garden, and landscape. This morning's third hour question and monologue is going to be one that I'm sure is going to bring all kinds of political things to the airways for the next 50 minutes or so. And this is not a political question. This is a question about professionalism, and this is a question about best practices, and this is a question about improving the quality of landscapes and properties all over Ohio. And it's also a question about worker safety. Throughout the last, I would say, 5-6 years, because of the number of people that are being hurt, particularly injuries and deaths related to the arboricultural or the tree industry, a number of states have increased the regulation regarding the work being done by people who are arborists. In fact, states like New Jersey and Massachusetts and Maryland and Mississippi and Maine, and I think the last time I checked, there's almost 20 some states in the United States that require some form of licensure for people to do work in trees and possibly some with landscaping. Louisiana, that was the one I was trying to get to. In fact, it's much like it is here in Ohio, where you can't apply pesticides to a property without having a pesticide license. Well, in the case of tree work and landscaping work, you're required to have a license. And with that license, that you've passed a level of, have a certain degree of education, or you are certified in some other state or by the International Society of Arboriculture, or you have some type of level of education and expert, you've demonstrated that level to become licensed to work in that state. So I'm going to ask the question today at 457-1290 and then open up the phone lines for everybody to call and give me your gut on this. I will tell you that I think that in the states where the licensure has been happening, particularly in the arboricultural industry, there's been a decline in fatalities and decline in injuries related to this licensure, because it requires the people who are actually practicing the work to actually practice in a more safe manner. And so remember, this question, ladies and gentlemen, isn't about politics. It's not about politics. This is a question about safety and work quality, and is work being done at your property done correctly? And I know there's people out there that say, well, I can do whatever I want to do to my property. I understand that. But realize that there are consequences to bad practices, and one of which in many cases ends up be causing for dangerous conditions related to what was done to the trees, particularly in the landscape. 457-1290. Let's jump to the telephone lines and let's go talk to Deborah first. And Deborah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How can I help you? You got Creeping Charlie or something's doing something. I can't figure out what he wrote.
Yes. I have two questions.
Sure.
I have Creeping Charlie and I want to know how to get rid of it. And then the second is I have a little plot of an area where I have grown a variety of flowers. And a couple of the flowers are growing really well. But two of them, it seems like every year, they seem to just slowly die. So I replant the same type of flower in the same spot, and it dies again. And I was wondering, would grubs eat certain flowers?
Highly unlikely on that part. Okay, so let's begin with the Creeping Charlie.
Okay.
Creeping Charlie, I believe, it's a square stem plant, kind of has kind of a round leaf with a serrated edge. If it's the one that I think you're calling Creeping Charlie, it is typically a weed that we find in lawns that are poorly fertilized and improperly mowed. So one thing that we definitely need to do is figure out exactly how much fertilizer your lawn needs, Deborah, and start fertilizing it according to what a soil test provides. Number two, you need to mow your grass as high as you can mow it on your mower setting, because remember, the thicker, the more dense the lawn, the less Creeping Charlie you have, and Creeping Charlie goes into lawns that have been poorly mowed and poorly nutriently maintained. So let's improve our nutrition, let's improve our mowing height, and you can probably clean it up with some type of a broadleaf herbicide. But you're not going to clean it up and get rid of it just with one application of herbicide. You're going to have to do the other steps as I've described with the fertility and mowing height, okay?
Okay.
The other part of your question is related to what's killing your plant. What I would suggest you do, Deborah, is take some photographs and load them up at, you can go to my company website at weberlandscaping.com. My name's spelled with two B's, weberlandscaping.com, and there's a file load up tab that you can upload photos into the website, and a little bit, make sure you put your name and phone number and all that on there so that I can respond to what's going on, or email. I'll look at them and I'll give you some advice. Okay.
All right.
Got to figure out what plant you got before I can figure out how to control the problem. Okay.
All right, that's fair.
You take care, ma'am, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to check in with Jay in Riverside, who is our on-the-scene garden reporter. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
Is it hot and humid in Riverside today, Jay?
Yes, it is, and I'm getting ready to head in there. I picked two buckets of tomatoes yesterday, and I'm going to pick another bucket today because I'm going to be doing a little bit of freezing when that rain hits, hopefully.
I'll tell you what, man. I it seems like I've got so many tomatoes on my counters at home, I could start an Italian restaurant. I mean, my God! Tomatoes everywhere! All right.
I know what you mean.
Well, Jay, one thing that we need to be watching out for with this high humidity and high temperatures, even if we're watering, is a lot of our tomatoes are not going to be bearing very well because of this heat. So I would suggest everyone out there that's picking a lot, don't complain about it like I just did, and take them and freeze them and can them, because there's probably going to be a period in about 2 weeks probably where you're not going to have much fruit at all to complain about or eat. So with that is said, Jay, listen, I must run because of the constraints of time and because I started a question about licensure. What's your opinion of licensure with the landscaping and tree industry in Ohio?
Well, I'll tell you what, it has to be done. It has to be straightened out. You can just drive anywhere,
mm-hmm.
and you can see the results of, oh, my God. I mean, that's the first words that come to your mouth when you see these disastrous situations. And like you said, the safety thing of it, my gosh, I mean, I wouldn't hate to be a homeowner and have that happen to me.
And there's been quite a few that it has happened. And the point being is the most dangerous profession, the most deadliest profession in the United States is what, Jay?
I'd say tree trimming.
Arborist. Tree workers' deaths are the highest number of deaths per 100,000 of any occupation in North America, Canadian and American combined.
Wow.
And the vast majority of the deaths that occur related to tree work are foreseeable and preventable events related to the lack of safety standards being followed. And there is a proliferation of this problem throughout all of the 50 United States. And the only way that this is going to get resolved, in my mind, in a lot of ways, is licensing laws, because it will require arborists to work under the standards of safety. And I'm sure I'm going to get some people out there that think that we're saying that we should go to the Danny state, but I'm saying the situation is really out of control. Jay, I wish you only the best, and thanks for the call, okay?
Thank you, Mark. And by the way, happy anniversary again. I missed it last week.
Well, it was just another week on the radio. Even that took me 26 years to get there, sir.
It's amazing.
You have a good day, and kind regards to you, okay?
Thank you, and you have a good weekend, and come on, rain.
All right, you betcha, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye. 457-1290. So what do you think? Do you think in Ohio? Ohio is one of the states that's not has a licensure law. Kentucky's getting close to having one, by the way. And so do we need that in Ohio? My thought is, I think we really do. Let's head to the telephone lines. And Colton, we're going to do one call before we take a break. Chris and Clayton, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm well. Your opinion on the licensure laws with the landscaping and tree industry?
Well, as a plumbing company owner, and that's what you started out with your first question, I'd like to separate the two issues with occupational safety and licensure. The occupational safety, I think they should come down on bad practices with regard to safety.
But the problem is, though, if I may interrupt,
sure.
The problem is they can't find these guys. A lot of these deaths and injuries happen are related to companies that don't file taxes. They pay, the only way that they work is they require people to pay them cash, and they can't find them after it happens.
Well, I mean, no pun intended, but I think those would weed themselves out as far as the standards for an arborist and the standards for a plumber. I find that the state, any state, it goes to a minimum standard, because I know that how I plumb a new house, it far exceeds what the minimum standards are to be inspected.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah, that's to think about. But, you know, I mean, I do understand what's under the table, but that shady kind of black market practices is going to happen with or without, you know, that with the safety. I just want to
throw that out. But the point is, though, with licensure, if you break the license laws, you therefore have a really good chance of going to jail. And in
if I do subpar plumbing, I may be very safe when I'm doing that plumbing. So we are not going to figure this out, but I would just try to think about separating those two things.
And I understand that, but where a lot of states have gone is because of consumer complaints and not following what should be occurring from what the national standards are, and additionally because of the high mortality rate, and I hate to use that word, but it is a real problem.
Dangerous work. I mean, plumb on the ground, but we also plumb under the ground, and you heard recently about ditches caving.
Yeah, and that's a really good and that's another example of best practices not being followed.
Yeah.
So here we go back again. I mean, there's a way to probably reduce. Are you going to eliminate it? No, but you're going to definitely reduce it in a greater propensity, at least. And it's in other if you look at statistics of the states that have done it, the level of consumer complaints have gone down, and also the rate of fatalities have gone down in those states. And the reality is that it works, and it's been working now and in a number of states. And they're not hard things to get, with particularly for people that don't have any type of formal education, that they can take classes and learn what the best practices are, and hopefully we'll keep them safe and provide better work for the customers that they choose to work for. Well, folks, when we come back, we'll do an updated weather forecast. We'll talk to Mark, Mike, and Andy, and we'll talk to you at 457-1290 on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When it comes to news, weather, and traffic, we're your station for Dayton and Springfield, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Everyone knows James Free Jewelers has the guaranteed best price on certified diamonds. But it's the quality, the selection, the education, and outstanding service that keeps loyal customers coming back year after year.
The people here are very helpful, knowledgeable, and customer service is second to none.
I've never found a jewelry store like James Free. I did a lot of research into GIA, so I'm very familiar with diamonds. There's just no other place that can match James Free Jewelers.
They're more than willing to help you, but they don't push. You feel free to take your time.
Every chain store, anybody that sells jewelry you can think of, I've tried them all. But I came back here. They have the best of everything. Best quality, best price.
They walk you through it and make you comfortable with the process. From the time you walk in and look at the settings to looking at the actual loose diamonds, they do a good job of helping and holding your hand.
We're still revolutionizing the way you buy diamond jewelry. James Free Jewelers, 3100 Firehills Avenue in Kettering. Does anyone pay retail for a diamond anymore? Not at James Free.
Hey, nice car. I can't help but notice you're listening to the radio right now. Right on. Yeah, the radio's pretty cool. Yeah, too bad you can't listen to it when you get out of the car. Cars, man. They're like the world's heaviest radio, am I right? Yeah, good luck fitting that thing in your pocket. But no, seriously, like, jokes aside, I got this app. Another app, I know. Hear me out. This thing lets me use the FM receiver that's built into my phone so I can listen to local radio wherever I take my phone, which is everywhere. So I can listen to the radio everywhere. And I can see what's playing on every station, save my favorites. Oh, and it uses 75% less battery power and 20 times less data than my streaming apps. It's called Next Radio. Try it. I mean, you're already listening to the radio. Listen in more places. Check supported devices and download the free app today from Google Play. Next Radio, live and local wherever you go.
Stockslager's is our name.
Family owned since 1959, Stockslager's mission has always been to bring you quality plants at affordable prices. Maintain your growing garden with the necessary nutrients. Stockslager's has a complete range of fertilizers. Our knowledgeable staff advises you on the right choice of products to protect your flowers and vegetable plants. Select from organics or the tried and true brands. 1 mile west of New Lebanon on US 35.
Stockslager's Greenhouse and Garden Center.
Wild Birds Unlimited.
Can hummingbirds really perch? Yes, and now they can swing too with Pop's Hummingbird Swing. There's a lot of competition at feeders right now. Hummingbirds are busy fueling up for their big migration, which can be all the way to South America. Just place a swing near your hummingbird feeder to provide a resting spot and enjoy watching them come and go as they defend their feeder. For a limited time, Pops Hummingbird swings are only $9.99. That's a $5 savings at Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering.
Engage with a call center team that thrives on solving problems together. Engage with Synchrony Financial. We're hiring call center representatives in Kettering. From day one, you'll enjoy a competitive salary and a benefits package that includes a 401k with company match, a monthly incentive bonus, and health care. Apply today at syfcareers.com or text SYF21 to 90206. Again, text SYF21 to 90206 for more information.
This is Dawn Regal with Traditions of Beaver Creek. We are the area's newest assisted living, independent living, and memory care community, opening this fall. At Traditions of Beaver Creek, we provide service with dignity. We believe that developing personal relationships with our residents is the most important part of their day. Stop in today to learn how Traditions of Beaver Creek is the right choice for you. To experience senior living at its finest, call us today at 937-427-6220 or visit our website at traditionsofbeavercreek.com.
It's that time of year again. Back to school. Our kids are making new friends, starting new classes, and walking to bus stops. Drive slow, drive with caution. Dayton's breaking news headquarters is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan. Oh, by the way, it's 8:27. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Very muggy this morning. Temperatures climbing into the mid-80s this afternoon. Scattered showers and thunderstorms building in through the day. Main weather threat will be the possibility of flash flooding, and a flash flood watch will be with us from Saturday afternoon into Sunday evening. We drop back down into the low 70s then tonight. Showers and storms at times. Tracking more storms to develop then again on Sunday. Localized heavy rain, the main threat with a high of 80. I'm meteorologist Kirsty Zontini on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new live Doppler HG7 radar shows a little bit of rain starting to show up in Indiana. Just a couple little blops. It's 78 balmy degrees on the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and news, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now, back to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number of the dial. If you would be like to be part of this morning's broadcast, I would love to talk to you. And let's head back to the telephone lines and let's go talk to, Mark in Beaver Creek. Mark in Beaver Creek, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Mark. I'm fine, thanks.
How are we going to kill some English ivy, I see?
Yeah, please. Now, what kind it is, I don't know, but it's got the, it's a waxy leaf.
Okay. Well, first of all, let's make sure we have the right plant, because it kind of have kind of a heart shape, kind of triangular kind of shape leaf?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, it's probably what you've got. Now, you would want to, first of all, start to apply a post-directive, non-selective herbicide like glyphosate.
Okay.
And apply it on a regular basis now for the next couple weeks. It's okay. Probably going to take probably 4 to 5 applications, and you probably will have a little bit that will show back up next year again. And just keep doing it until you get rid of it.
Kind of like poison ivy. You just got to keep after it all the time.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Okay.
All right. Very good.
And your thoughts on the licensure law?
Well, Mark, I'm a conservative Republican, fiscal and social, but I'm starting to experiment, look at more at libertarianism. So I'm thinking maybe I'd like to get the government out and bring it more into a an industry registration, insurance companies, and
it's interesting how you say that, because in New Jersey they have a licensure thing going on, but it's actually sanctioned through an industry organization.
Uh-huh.
Meaning that they're required by law to do it, but they're going to be required to do it through an industry association, which I think is a really good way of doing it. But, you know, again, it's because of what others do that aren't following the law, you know, following what the best practices are. And that's the thing that I see so much of out there is people just don't know what the best practices are or choose to ignore those best practices.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, that's where consumers end up with trees that are always screwed up so bad because of these kind of bad practices.
Right. So, and I see, because I've been listening to you, you know, education is really, really important. And I know that these tree butchers out here are doing their thing and taking advantage of people, which is why, you know, your show is so important, is to educate people as to why you don't take a steamroller over your grass and why you don't top your trees.
Yeah, but they're still doing it. And the thing is, and the part that gets me the most is these guys that are doing this stuff put themselves at such risk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, real risk of death.
Yeah.
And property owners don't seem to care. I mean, that's the part that I'm going to get it at a good price. At what expense?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the part that gets me about it. But that's it's a good question, and I think it's one that's heading our way soon. So, sir, I wish you only the best, and thanks for the call, and good luck with your English ivy.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Have a good day.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
When we return, more Garden Talk with John Scott from Knollwood on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. On air, online at WHIO.com and in the WHIO app. The home of Fox News in the Miami Valley. Your news starts now.
It's 8:30. I'm Jonah Adi with an AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO news update. Our top story, a surprising case of an illness that hasn't been talked about in some time popped up in Clark County. Details are coming up.
I'm meteorologist Kirstie Zontini. The Miami Valley getting another dose of rain. Your forecast is coming up.
From the AM 1290 and News 95.7 24-hour team traffic center, not seeing any new accidents at this time. No slowdowns or issues to be seen on the freeways or the other roadways at this time. And now to our top local story. We're getting word that two kids who attended the Clark County Fair contracted a form of swine flu. Fortunately, these cases haven't been serious, and the two kids affected did not even have to go to the hospital.
The Clark County Health District officials say any person-to-person spread is very rare, and they don't anticipate that that's going to happen. They think that these two cases will be it. But they are saying for people who are going to fairs where they will be around pigs, you need to be careful.
WHIO's Catherine Collins says those who come into contact with animals should wash their hands regularly and avoid touching their faces until they wash their hands. Here's the exclusive WHIO Storm Center 7 forecast.
Very muggy this morning. Temperatures climbing into the mid-80s this afternoon. Scattered showers and thunderstorms building in through the day. Main weather threat will be the possibility of flash flooding, and a flash flood watch will be with us from Saturday afternoon into Sunday evening. We drop back down into the low 70s then tonight. Showers and storms at times. Tracking more storms to develop then again on Sunday. Localized heavy rain, the main threat with a high of 80. I'm meteorologist Kirstie Zontini on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Live Doppler 7 HD radar looks all clear throughout the Miami Valley so far, but still be on the lookout for any rain that's going to be coming into the afternoon. It's currently 79 degrees in Troy and 78 degrees here in Dayton at 8:35. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Jonah Adi on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, the home of Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin with Richard Herbst of Keller Williams Hometown Realty. 2016 flying along, and soon school bells are ringing. And a school bell ringing doesn't mean the end of business like the bell ringing on Wall Street, because you still have an opportunity for people to sell their homes this year.
Absolutely. We have a lot of buyers that sold their home over the summer, and they've not been able to find a home yet. So if you're thinking about selling your home, give me a call right away, because we already may have a buyer for your home.
And yet another year, you've been able to help more than 100 families find a new home. That's got to be especially gratifying.
Right. It's part of our customer service that we want to ensure that our customers get the best quality service and, bottom line, net the most money on the sale of their home.
All right. Let's help people get in touch with you. The best way for them to reach out today and start that process.
937-477-1411.
And they can check out your website?
That's teamherbst.com. TEAMHERBST.com.
Give Richard a call today at
477-1411.
The following Northmont businesses invite you to the Englewood Festival Saturday and Sunday at Centennial Park. Rapp Jewelers, since 1954, is the name to trust for quality loose diamonds that can be customized for you or a loved one. Come in and discover Rapp Jewelers' custom design expertise, from cutting edge to traditional. A gift from Rapp Jewelers will be cherished for a lifetime. Rapp Jewelers, call 832-6243. Stop by 7 West National Road in Englewood. SuperTech Automotive on North Main Street in Union will keep your vehicle in top condition. SuperTech's professional technicians, top quality parts, and cutting-edge technology provide maximum efficient service with straightforward pricing. Free estimates available. And for large vehicles, visit SuperTech Heavy Duty. Gallery Home Furnishings in Englewood invites you to their August sale going on now for a limited time. Right now, you receive a free foundation with your mattress purchase. Gallery Home Furnishings offers sofas, sofa recliners, and reclining sectionals. 600 South Main, Englewood.
WHIO News Time is 8:37. Right now, we continue to monitor news, weather, and traffic in Dayton's only 24-hour newsroom. This is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Let's spend some time to take a walk through the Garden Gate with John Scott from Knollwood Garden Center and Landscape on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Weber. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Hey, I listened to you and Mr. Tischer this morning talk a little bit about what a great time of year it's about to be to put some grass seed in the ground. And let's not forget, it's also a great time of year to put some other types of seeds in the ground. And, you know, we're getting ready to start that fall vegetable gardening season, folks. You know, look at the weather pattern for the next 10 days. You know, we're going to get this rain, hopefully, for the next few. It's going to cool down, looks like, in that 81, 82-degree range. Perfect time to get out there and reclaim some of the vegetable garden that may not be quite up to par. If your cucumbers are done, your zucchini's done, clean that area out and think about planting some of these seeds for fall. And what I'm talking about is turnips and radish and lettuce and spinach and carrots. I love doing a late season carrot, and we've got a good 2-week window to get those carrots, particularly the short varieties, in that are going to mature all the way through the month of November that you can be pulling carrots. So this, with this warm ground temperature that you guys talked about, some pretty consistent moisture, looks like, for the next 10 days to really help get those seeds germinated, could be a wonderful opportunity to get out there and reclaim some of that garden and put it right back to work again.
Yep, and fall is a perfect time to, it's literally becomes your second spring, John. It's a time in which all the same cool season vegetables that you grew back in the spring now can be grown all over again in the fall of the year. Mr. John, go ahead, I'm sorry, John.
It's just so much fun. The time of year where you see a lot of the plants starting to get ready and set up for winter, to see fresh new things going, keep that garden looking fresh and keep you active. So get out there. It's a great weekend to get that done, Mark.
John, your guys' hours of operation are?
We are 9 to 6 today and 11 to 5 tomorrow, and still filled up with lots of great gardening plants. So, and like I said, with the weather, I think it's a good chance to get out there, whether it's perennials, trees, or shrubs, get that garden going.
You take good care of you, okay?
We'll do it, Mark.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
We'll see ya.
You've been Through the Garden Gate with John Scott from Knollwood Garden Center and Landscape. The Garden Talk phone lines are open. Call the garden guru, Mark Weber, at 457-1290 on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number to dial if you would like to be part of this morning's broadcast. And this is an interesting question about the licensure stuff. I'd like to hear your voices on this. 457-1290. That's 457-1290. And let's head back to the telephone lines and let's talk to Mike in Springfield. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, sir. I just passed one of your friends' place with just acres and acres of green grass growing there.
Did you see him out in the middle of the field doing a rain dance?
No, I didn't see the rain. I did yesterday, or the day before. I saw lots of them putting lots of water down, but they weren't doing that today.
Yep. And your thoughts on this licensure law, sir?
Well, let's separate that, because you kind of lumped things together when you first said it. You said landscaping and arbor.
And or.
The problem is with landscaping is probably 99% of the people who call themselves landscapers, really all they are lawnmowers.
Yeah.
And if you're going to license people who mow lawns, you're basically blocking paying the kid next door to come mow your grass.
Well, and that's where the politics of this comes into play. And there's states like, I'll give you an example, North Carolina has pretty strict rules about who can be doing landscaping work. I mean, and North Carolina has this reputation of being this really conservative state on the political front with all the things that you hear on the press. But boy, you'd be surprised what they have for licensure laws for landscape contractors and arborists.
I run across some of that because we have a house down on the Outer Banks, and the guy that mows the grass has basically, said, got some stuff need to be trimmed, and he said, no, I have to get a friend to do that. So, obviously, we had a license issue there where he was okay mowing the grass, but he wasn't going to touch trimming any trees.
And that's because when you start trimming trees, you get into danger and you get into the risk of people getting killed.
You also get into I agree when you start doing tree work, I think that should be licensed. I do know a case where a older lady in the neighborhood was told, have the guys come by, going by door to door, they have seem to happen all the time in that neighborhood, saying, they're tree surgeons or they're tree people and they know how to take their trees. Well, she was told that she had a tree that was obviously it was dead, and she was told it had Dutch elm disease, and she needed to take that tree down and the ones around it before the county came by and gave them a fine for having the diseased trees.
Right.
Problem was, it was an ash.
Well, I've run into this too. I've seen this, but give me an example. Like in the state of Connecticut, they have licensure laws related to a number of occupations, and one of which is arborist. And in the state of Connecticut, they require you to pass a written or practical exam on pruning, planting, and tree surgery. The examination fee is $25. The application fee is $25, and the renewal fee is $25. And if you're like a certified ISA certification, then you don't even have to take the test. All you have to do is pay the $25 and you're licensed in Connecticut, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of other states that kind of have the same thing going on, where what they're doing basically is raising the bar of knowledge and raising the bar of work competence and raising the bar of safety.
Yeah, and I think the safety deal is pretty significant. I mean, I see guys come out, basically they think if they got a pickup truck and a chainsaw, they can make money with trees.
Do you know where 40% of the fatalities come from in tree related to the tree industry?
Probably chainsaws.
No.
No?
We call them struck bys.
Ah.
Meaning that they're doing work at somebody's house. Little girl's going by on her bicycle, and these guys are cutting down a tree and they're dropping stuff out of a tree. Or in the case of a homeowner that's standing on the edge of a work zone, chewing with the grounds crew, and all of a sudden a tree comes from nowhere and kills the guy. We call them struck bys. It's a huge problem in the United States. This is the kind of stuff that's preventable, and people get to go home every night if they follow the rules and the rules of safety.
Yeah, that is. I see a lot of that. And even just a simple, you drop a tree and they didn't take all the limbs off first, and now they're cutting the limbs off and they don't realize how much load is on that limb.
Yeah.
And they cut it off and the limb moves or the trunk moves.
It's dangerous, extremely dangerous. And where I'm kind of going with this is, I'm not saying that this is, you know, people say, well, you're talking about more government control. I go, no, I'm not talking about government control. I'm talking about industry oversight. And the point is that if we're going to do things right, let's do them well, and let's follow what the science tells us to do. And we're not asking for you to do anything more or less than just follow the same guidelines that the best practices of the industry require. For example, let's take this one step further in the case of landscape contracting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I give you the percentage, this blows people away when I say it. The average tree planted today in the United States only lives to be 7 years of life. 7 years! Thousands and thousands of dollars are going flush down the toilet because people don't follow proper planting standards for planting installation. Now, if you had a licensure...
They're lazy. They don't make a big enough hole to start with.
Well, or they don't... Or the quality of the plants that are coming out of the nurseries aren't a standard.
Well,
are that. And or the fact that the landscape contractor has a duty to make sure that the plants that they're planting are planted correctly and the best standard. So let's just... You know, do a hypothetical. Let's just say within the state of Ohio, if we had a licensing law that required landscape contractors, A, to be licensed, and then, two, to follow the best practices that are set forth in the case of, would be ANSI A 300 Part 6. And if they don't do it, then they're on the hook to replace and repair the plants that they don't put in right because their license law required them to do it. And so where I'm kind of going with, what in the end, what you end up getting are trees that live longer than 7 years related to planting practices, and you end up getting consumers that are buying what they think they were buying in the first place, which to me is not an unfair question to ask or ask as the consumer can want. And I'd like to hear what people have to say about this, because this to me is... You know, people go, well, oh my God, you're going to run people out of business. I'm not going to run them out of business. What I'm asking them to do is...
Well, hopefully you do on some.
Well, I don't want to hurt anybody. I'm just trying to say is I want people to be able to be safe. But I also want people to have to enjoy the products that our industry can produce without doing it in an unsafe manner. And that's kind of where I'm going with it. I'd like to hear what people... have to say at 457-1290. Sir, I thank you for your call, and I wish you only the best, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. When we come back, more Garden Talk after this on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin with Richard Herbst of Keller Williams Hometown Realty. And heading into 2016, you and I talked, and you said the market was looking very healthy. We're more than halfway through the year now. How's it look?
The market's looking better than we ever expected. And actually, home sales year-to-date are up over 11%. And the best news, and this is what homeowners want to hear, is the average sales price is up over 4%.
Now, are homes sitting on the market a long time, or are they moving quicker than they did, say, a year ago?
They're moving much quicker. It used to take months to get a home sold. Now we're getting homes sold in a matter of days.
All right, so people shouldn't hesitate if they want to sell their home. First thing they need to do to get their home on the market so you can sell it quick.
They need to call me at 937-477-1411.
And you've got a website at which you can put up pictures of their home, correct?
That's correct. That's teamherbst.com, teamherbst.com.
I can spot a winner when I see one. Richard Herbst of Keller Williams Hometown Realty. The number again?
477-1411.
Good morning, Garden Talk fans. Randy and Leslie here from Green Velvet Sod Farms. If you're thinking about renovating your home lawn, August and September are the prime months to do it, and Green Velvet is here to help.
Green Velvet has the highest quality grass seed, fertilizer, and lawn and landscape supplies you can find. Whether you're repairing an old lawn or planting a new one, insist on Green Velvet's turf-type tall fescue and Kentucky bluegrass seed or sod.
Whether it's the grass under your feet, the trees in your yard, or the shrubs in your mulch beds, Green Velvet has the products you need to keep those plants healthy and beautiful this season.
Don't plant tomorrow's problems today by planting cheap grass seed. count on Green Velvet's team of turf professionals for our most valuable product, expert advice.
With four locations throughout Dayton and Columbus, turf tips are right around the corner. Or visit us online at greenvelvet.com. And remember, it's easy to be green with Green Velvet, your one-stop turf shop for the past 57 years and growing.
David Cemetery has been serving the families of the Miami Valley since 1826. Did you know that even if you choose cremation, that you can still choose a traditional grave space and headstone? At David Cemetery, you and a loved one can place your cremations together on one space and provide your family a traditional final resting place. For more information, call 937-434-2255 or go to davidcemetery.com. David Cemetery, generations of care.
Have you been thinking about retiring? It could be the most important decision of your life. Tune in to Retirement Rescue Radio Saturdays at 1 p.m. and now on Sundays at 11 a.m. right here on WHIO. Get answers to your questions about how to maximize your money during retirement and learn strategies about minimizing your taxes. Get the facts and learn about all of your options. Tune in Saturdays at 1 p.m. and now Sundays at 11 a.m. on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, part of our Ask the Experts weekends. A real patient talking about mini dental implants with Dr. Volk.
Hi, this is Emily from Tip City. One of my biggest worries going into this is that the teeth wouldn't match up well with my own. But Dr. Volk took extra time to make sure that the color was perfect and that I was happy with what I was getting. I think that other procedures that do a similar thing, they're a lot more invasive, and this was very non-invasive. I had my teeth within an hour.
If missing teeth are bothering you, call Dr. Volk at 898-8990 or visit tvolk.com to schedule a consultation. Is your company a member of Dayton Defense? If not, learn how you can benefit from becoming a member and making a difference for your business. FedBid is the leading reverse auction provider to the Air Force and DoD. For 15 years, organizations have adopted FedBid to meet their contracting needs by leveraging FedBid's next-generation procurement solutions. Find out how FedBid empowers a contracting team to drive savings, foster competition, and enable small business success at FedBid.com. Dayton Defense, the voice of the defense community. Check out DaytonDefense.org.
Primetime is fun time on the all-new MeTV WHIO Classic Television.
It's an hour of MASH at 7.
An hour of Andy Griffith at 8.
And Happy Days at 9.
Time Warner Cable Channel 372.
WHIO.
At New Balance Dayton, we go above expectations and beyond shoes. You will find fit experts who share your passion for fitness and health. Available sizes include AA Narrow to Triple Wide 6E. New Balance Dayton is located in Kettering in the Town and Country Shopping Center next to Rotary Shoe Center.
I listen every morning.
Make AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO your first stop every day.
As soon as I wake up and when I'm getting ready for work.
Miami Valley's Morning News with Larry Hanskin.
It starts my day every morning.
Weekday starting at 5 a.m.
Simply the best.
On AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, everybody. It's 8:53. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Very muggy this morning. Temperatures climbing into the mid-80s this afternoon. Scattered showers and thunderstorms building in through the day. Main weather threat will be the possibility of flash flooding, and a flash flood watch will be with us from Saturday afternoon into Sunday evening. We drop back down into the low 70s then tonight. Showers and storms at times. Tracking more storms to develop then again on Sunday. Localized heavy rain, the main threat with a high of 80. I'm meteorologist Kirstie Zontini on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new Live Doppler HG7 radar is overcast. It's still warm out, 78 degrees on the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and news, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And don't forget, Garden Talk starts every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Eastern, and we run till 9, and we'd love to hear you, and we'll have a whole nother bunch of good stuff next week's edition of Garden Talk. Let's head off to Washington Township and let's go talk to Andy. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Mark.
How you doing?
Good, good. Question on watering trees.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most efficient way to water the trees? I generally use a soaker hose, go to the outer perimeter of the tree and soak that, but am I getting all the water? Is it getting as much water as I need?
Yeah, the outer area, about where the outer branches meet the soil line, so to speak, if you draw kind of this diagonal line from the outer canopy straight down to the where the soil's at, that's where the vast majority of feeder roots are that really will suck up the maximum amount of water or hydrate the tree. If you got a densely planted situation, you're going to pretty much have to put water everywhere just to get it there. But, you know, one thing that comes with watering is you're not going to get it all the first time, but continuing to come back every 5 or 7 days and do it, you'll see a rapid improvement of the tree's health and condition just because of that particular repetitive watering. And you'll end up using less water that way than you would even if you did not if you didn't water at all, if that makes any sense. So,
and then how deep do those roots go?
They're only deeper than 12 to 18 inches.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, the people say, well, they go feet into the ground. They don't go feet in the ground. They're literally 12 to 18 inches below the ground in most urban conditions. And I think it's important for everybody to realize that that's why they need water. I mean, for every inch of caliper, you need roughly 28 gallons of water for every inch of caliper. And the thing that you'll find is you'll end up with plants that are a lot healthier and stronger otherwise. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sir. I wish you only the best, and keep your trees nice and moist.
Safety and quality for licensing.
That's the thing that I'm saying. Well, we're supposed to live in a civil society, right, Andy?
Right.
One that lives by rules and one that is the idea is that one action of one person doesn't hurt another person. And to me, this is an issue of civility, and this is an issue of safety and economic prosperity. And unfortunately, I think we've come to the point in Ohio and some other states that we have to do this. I don't know what else to say when so many people are being killed and hurt, and so many people are being hurt financially because of practices that don't follow the standard.
Yeah, I was at the hardware store the other day, and young man in front of me had tree service on his T-shirt. I asked him, I said, well, what do you do? He said, oh, we top trees and then went into the rest. But I thought, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, just think for a minute what they're leaving behind for the next generation. I mean, that in and of itself is such a huge question. That why would you want to destroy things that destroy what the future generation is going to get to enjoy? I mean, that in itself just bleeds irresponsibility beyond belief. And that's where I really have to draw a line in the sand. Andy, best of luck to you. Okay,
thank you. Bye.
You bet. Bye-bye. 457-1290, and Mike in Bellbrook, how's it going?
Well, it's going well, except I've lost 5 maple trees in the last year, and I just had another one. The leaves just suddenly turned brown, and the tree's done.
Are these older trees, possibly?
Yeah, they're good-sized trees. I mean, I've lost all my ash trees.
Okay, first of all, sir, I'm going to run out of time to really help you a lot with this. But you need to contact an ISA. It's an International Society of Arboriculture Certified Arborist.
Okay.
To do a tree inspection before that arborist gets there, and you need to go out and water those maples profusely if you can.
Okay.
And get an ISA certified arborist. They'll take a look at these trees and possibly some of the symptomology that's going on. Send it off to the laboratory for testing to determine if it's some type of a vascular wilt. But do that, sir, and remember that certified arborist is much like your doctor, your lawyer, and your accountant. They are a professional that can help you and guide you with a better landscape and trees. Well, folks, that'll wrap it up for this week's edition. Colton, many thanks to you for a job well done, and thank you, folks, for listening. Remember the very words that I spoke so many years ago on a very fine, hot August day, and they're so true today. Gardening, my friends, is a great quest in life. It's a wonderful way to enjoy the blessed earth in which we live. Please, my friends, do some gardening. But be sure the gardening that you always do is happy gardening on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.